Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's Show. And today I've been doing another early show. I gotta say, the last show the numbers went way up, way higher than I have ever seen as far as people uploading and sharing the audio. So I thank everybody for that. I was just blown away. It had nothing to do with the time slot, believe it or not. It made a little difference there. Just all of a sudden everybody was just tuned in and sharing. So again, I thank everybody for that, and I thank everybody that contributes to the show, because I get a lot of information from everywhere all across the planet. Everyone's giving me their perspective from as far down as Australia, New Zealand, you know, whatever. Anyway, I wanted to go over something I did in the last show. During the last show, I think around the 12 minute mark, there was a pause or a break or a real shutting down of what I was saying. And it was funny, it went down at that point in time. Because what I was saying, I was talking about how, you know, we can't have a sign in the store saying we don't discriminate. I mean, that does apply. Nobody should really discriminate against anybody, to be honest with you. I would like to think, I would hope to think, at this point in time, we've gotten past racial barriers and gender barriers and, you know, ethnic barriers. But I have been proven wrong, depending on where I've been in certain places. I have friends of mine of all persuasions, and, you know, we talk all the time, and it amazes me. It's still, it amazes me more how the government of Canada and the rest of the world has worked very hard to create a divide and conquer over this issue with these injections, which have absolutely no merit, use, or need. And yet you got people plagued with fear that has created major divisions, but there is a legitimate reason to divide. I'm going to get into it. I'm going to go back over to what I was saying back then. They got shut down. I said that during the show, if we go into any established area that has a great deal of people, I don't care if it's a rally, a protest, a church, a supermarket, a club, a place of meeting of different people, groups of people, whatever, and you are not injected, you've never been tagged, you've never been stabbed, you've never been jabbed, you know, you've never been bagged, you're not a vaccinator, and you walk into a store, to show you the level of technology that's here today to take you out without you even knowing it, without you even understanding that it's happening. You walk into a store that has Li-Fi all over the store. They can pinpoint you anywhere in the store with the Li-Fi technology. A lot of staff don't even know that they have it. I know Walmart has it in their group, in that institution. I used to work for them a long time ago. You're monitored everywhere at nighttime working. They want to make sure that you're not stealing anything. Wonder why they worry about that nonsense. But anyhow, you walk in, you get a facial recognition. The AI does a DNA search on you. It only takes nanoseconds to do. And shows that you're not on file anywhere getting your shots. You walk into a store, you walk into a church, you walk into a rally, you walk into, you know, anywhere, sporting event, whatever, restaurant, and people around you are vaccinated, all it takes at this point is an access to those people, which they have a direct access with the technology and the biotech involved, accessing the mRNA, the peptides that are programmable, create a program that can now access your DNA, and all that takes to make is XNA. XNA can be programmed and be created. The XNA can now transfer the information and the data from that person to you. That XNA now can look exactly like your DNA, your RNA. It can mimic it. it can then activate that operating system, which is being transferred through the frequencies, through the towers, your cell phone, Wi-Fi, Li-Fi, smart meter, whatever. And now you get hit. And then you start to have problems. This is the one thing they don't want you to know. So when everybody's running around saying, we don't discriminate, you don't realize how you're playing into the game of infection and spreading the infection from the injection. The only reason there is a spread of an infection because we're spreading the injection. The injection is spreadable. The technology has always been there. They were always using this technology way back in the 1900s with Australia, taking out rabbits and vermin that they had overrun the country. That still goes on today. And now you are the vermin they want to take out. These people that got injected with, that are spreading the infections, they will eventually die. That's an inevitability. Their life span is, their days are numbered. The operating system, the programs that are there, they will act, they are already in play to take them out. Now, the biggest thing I always hear is two things, really. Well, I did it because it's easier to go along. You know, it would have been a lot easier if everybody fought together. It would have slammed this government hard. Now we got the Four Stooges running for political power. Mo, Larry, Shemp, and Curly. All running for power in Canada. And if you believe the bullshit that the television is telling you, that's a neck and neck race between the Conservative Party and the Liberal Party. They are all hurting. They know that that people are waking up. I think part of the reason why Trudeau called the election so they can get whoever's going to be in there with a majority or with a strong minority to continue this bullshit agenda. Mark my words, after the 20th, we are going to start going at warp speed and we're going to catch up to Australia. Australia is having more problems. You know, and they are having more of their rights being taken away. I forget what I read today. New Zealand has something going on today. I forget now what the hell is going on down there. Oh, they can't even buy plastic forks or knives down there to eat with. They're afraid he might turn it into a weapon. I think that's good, actually. I really do. I think that's good that New Zealanders have that much power over the law enforcement and the government that they figure that they are going to use something like a plastic knife to take them out. I think that's a good sign that they could still flip that over. If they're that afraid of a person having a plastic knife or a fork, ho, ho, ho. Can't let those people in New Zealand. Those Kiwis are dangerous with a plastic fork. Wow, watch out for the plastic knives those guys got. Man, they're dangerous with them. They'll cut you off like a hot dog, you know. Imagine that. Now, to further go on with this, a colleague and friend of mine I contacted today told me today that she was informed by a doula. A doula is basically like a midwife that helps people bring their children in through natural means. That 14 women, 14, 1-4, came into her office pregnant, came into her office and they were no longer pregnant because of either the vaccines or the jumping. Imagine that. The vaccines are working well. They're doing the job. Bill Gates said it. If we do our job right, we'll get 15-20%, you know, population down. Imagine that. And it could have been done through 6G transference, hitting somebody with a 6G frequency, going in, accessing the program, and then transferring that program from one person to another, causing that to have that effect. Another situation showed me a woman that was 59 years old, in good shape, looked really good for her age, went into a massage therapist. Now, I think the massage therapist had to have been using essential oils that were estrogenic, because what wound up happening is the massage therapist, and this is where you have to start using your head here, touched this woman, massaged her with these oils. She went home and started to bleed after not bleeding for a long time. You have to understand, it's not that you dislike or hate these people. And on the contrary, they're your friends or your associates. You've developed relationships with these people. You have created bonds with these people. And now, all of a sudden, these people will be inadvertently or unknowingly take you out. This is why I said we're going to have to set up a registry or with a dichotomy of things that people can do, from medicine, nursing, alternative healing of any kind, aromatherapist, you name it. You name it. This is going to be more the norm. If you haven't been injected, you will get infected by other people who have been injected. Had a guy email me the other day. His mom went in, they said she was tested positive for COVID. And I'm like, I'm just jumping out of my skin when I'm reading this. And he says he thinks he has it too. And I said, and I wrote him back and said, all you got is a flu. And that's all your mother's got. They test her with a PCR test. How in F's name can you... I don't know. I lose it. I'm not sure what it is about human nature or the nature of people. I guess I should put it that way. The nature of people. What is it that we feel the need to be afraid like everybody else? If everybody's afraid, we feel we need to also be afraid. I don't understand how that transfers the way it does. If I see somebody afraid of something, I look at what they're afraid of. I think, what are you afraid of? If I get afraid of something, I'm pissed off that I got afraid. But then I look at it, well, fear sometimes isn't required so to make me aware of what's going on. So now I can figure ways to deal with that so I don't get taken out. That's a healthy fear, but it doesn't stay. It's an alarm that goes off to let you know that something's wrong. And you need to do something about it. So, he wrote me this. I wrote him back. Told him what I told him. Now, I'm going to give you a formula here, right now. For those of you who are always afraid of your own shadow, and I get that, you've been programmed and you're afraid, and you just because you don't know how to think. The next time you feel any kind of nausea or any kind of, you know, displacement, I want you all to get either a bottle or a can of Coke. Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, RC Cola, generic no brand name cola. Any cola. Anyone. Then I want you to go get some cinnamon bark or cinnamon powder. Whatever you can afford. I don't care if it's from a health food store, I don't care where it's from. Grocery store, health food store, ethnic market, wherever you can get it from. Then I want you to take that Coca-Cola and that cinnamon bark, and I want you to either blend them or mix them together. If it's the powder, just put the powder in, stir it up. If it's a hard chunk, blend it into a powder or grind it up in some sort of grinder and mix it with a glass of Coca-Cola, stir it up. And then I want you to drink that, and I want you to repeatedly drink that every so many hours. See what happens. If you've got a flu, that should knock it out within a day, provided you catch it close at the earliest possible time. Now somebody's saying, why am I telling you to drink Coca-Cola? Because Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, and all the colas have two acids in them, phosphoric acid and citric acid. And when you mix the cinnamon with it, it releases the ingredients in cinnamon that target flus and flu viruses or flu infections. Let's call them that. Flu exosomes. Let's call them that too. So what happens is the phosphoric and citric acid breaks down those proteins and breaks down the protein lining of the stomach, allowing the cinnamon to permeate and penetrate into the stomach lining. This is where these flus embed in the lining of the stomach. Once that's removed and the cinnamon can get in there, guess what? You have destroyed the proteins that can create the anomaly. Something for all of you to try. Cheap, inexpensive, and effective. And if you're a purist and you don't want to do it, don't. But this is to help alleviate some of you, to give you some kind of perspective, so you're not constantly afraid of a boogeyman that doesn't exist, believing in a test that has absolutely no validity to it. I don't know what it is. I can't get over this. People have this incapacity to hold any information in their head anymore. How long were we talking about the fact that the PCR test doesn't work? The guy that invented it said it doesn't do what they're saying it does. I mean, I sometimes wonder how, after hearing all this evidence, you still want to believe that this is a legitimate test. It's astounding to me. Those who are awake, really awake, know that this is all bullshit, and they don't fall for it. These other people, I don't understand. To grasp this for me is extremely difficult. Now, maybe people are not researching. Maybe they're just not paying attention. Maybe they just think it's not going to happen to them. And the first thing they do is they run to a doctor. They run to the devil, the den of iniquity. That's the other thing that gets me. And then it's this, oh, woe is me. I was helping her. Oh, shit, I might have it too. Probably do. But everyone forgets that you do have an immune system. And if it is a flu and your immune system is strong enough, you're not going to get infected. I mean, these things, is for some reason, seem to be escaping people. If it's a pathology, a basic pathology that hasn't been monkeyed with, there's a good chance your body's immune system will deal with it relatively easy. But if you're dealing with synthetic biology that we're talking about here, then you're really going to have to up the game here. There isn't going to be no simple solution about pine needle and anise and dandelion and... That is such, the retardation on that is unbelievable. Taking borax, I mean, it's just stupid. And yet people are so gullible. I mean, because I know what it is. Everybody wants an easy fix. Nobody wants to face the fact that you're dealing with a program. You're dealing with an operating system. You're dealing with a transmissible operating system. You're also dealing with a transmissible adaptable operating system. And they're using a 6G format to make it work. So if you're not going to grasp that reality that we're in today, you're done. You are done. Forget it. Grab your little box, dig your 6-foot hole, put your box in it, jump inside, put the lid on it, call it a day. You're no longer going to be able to walk around thinking that you're going to be free and clear of this, or thinking you're going to escape this. As long as you are in a main hub, in a main center, where you have a high populace of people living in those centers, the probability of you not getting hit is very unlikely. Too many venues, getting on a subway, catching a cab, getting on a school bus, working in a high rise in an office, working in a factory among other people, going grocery shopping, going to church, going to a rally, going to a protest, going to a seminar, going to a public politically led public showing. Now, how many people that are around Trudeau are shedding themselves? Two. These guys crack me up. Oh, you need to wear a mask. You need to social distance. You need to do this. You need to do that. And they have an entourage of people standing not even 3 feet behind them. They're not wearing a mask while they're talking. Oh, I forgot. They're abstained from that. They don't have to comply to those rules. Only you do. So what are these people, aliens who can't be affected by this? Are they of some genetically engineered or DNA clone technology that this boogeyman can't take out? Kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it? Now, also, he's talking about the PCR test, the PCR now, they're validating and verifying that they're finding nanoparticles in the PCR. Wow, I wonder where I heard that. I wonder where I've heard that before. You know, it's amazing. More and more of this is coming out. Now, I want to get into a little politics. I want to get into a little politics. Remember when Dina Henshaw said they were going to go back to reducing the COVID down to the flu status? Didn't that give everybody a hint? Didn't that tell everybody that this was nothing but a flu? You know, did it ring any bells? And how she was saying that we now need to spend our money on, you know, birth defects and children being, you know, problems with pregnancies and cancers and other health issues that they had to put on the back burner because of the COVID, Corona, Deviant, Delta, Lambda, Mu, batshit spread of this boogeyman. Remember that? Now, we've had the same thing in Denmark. The speech was identical. Identical. So I'm waiting to see what happens in Denmark if they don't flip it back either. Now, I hear Premier there, Kenny, or whatever his name is, Kenny, Kerry, I don't pay attention too much. And I listen to this guy. And he comes out and he's very apologetic. We're so sorry. We made a mistake. We shouldn't have lowered the, you know, the defense against this. Oh, we should have been, you know, more vigilant, more this, more, you know. I think the premiers are taking lessons from Fauci class 101. How to flip-flop on the general population with bullshit and fabrication. That's what I think. More bullshit, more fabrication. It's insane how we have no political party that represents the general population. I'll tell you one thing. I was listening to something the other day in regard to politics. And they were saying that, for instance, Biden is not the problem. The problem is you have the American people that he's representing today. And for such an idiot to get in power is a representation of a people that are not intelligent enough to understand what they put at the helm. It's true. In case of Canada, we are frickin' retarded here. Mentally disassociated. Forget challenge. There ain't nothing up there to challenge. totally disassociated. This is what we got running the country right now, the Four Musketeers, or the Four Stooges. Larry, Moe, Shemp, and Curly. The four Stooges. They haven't done a damn thing for Canadians since this started. They've been kissing the UN's ass since this whole thing's been going, especially Trudeau. I think he's been so far up their ass he can count the cornflakes they ate the night before. They haven't done a damn thing. You know, they should have a referendum what we want to do. But that would be rigged anyway. But if 70% of us said, get lost, we'll take our chances with the virus. We die, we live. Well, they wouldn't have a job. They wouldn't be able to milk the drug companies like they're milking them. Well, if you want me to lie to my people, it's going to cost you $10 million. We'll give you 20. Done. If you want me to spin my people's heads here, it's going to cost you $20 million. We'll give you 40. Done. Some of you may not like the fact that our politicians are crooked, but we have the second most corrupt government in the world, Canada. India's number one and Venezuela's number three. Now that may have changed since the last time I looked at the stats, but that's the stats I saw. And you know what? I think Canada's probably knocked India out of the number one spot. And you know why? Because Canadians as a whole let them. He lied on the Lavalin case in Quebec. That was the first thing that he did. And he didn't get removed by the Mounties? Over that? Makes you wonder. And then all the other bullshit that's come along since then? How much money did Moderna pay Mr. Trudeau and the Parliament to get them to fund Canada is going to pay for this. The Parliament is going to fund the building of a manufacturing facility for Moderna to produce its bioweapons here in Canada. I wonder how much they paid them. How much did they pay the premiers wherever they were going to build these things? You know damn well $20 million will buy a lot of cooperation from these politicians. And since we don't have $20 million to compete with the corporate greed and the globalist manipulations, they will gladly kiss their ass for that kind of money. They won't even have to wash. They'll kiss it gladly. $40 million? Yeah. What do I got to do? Oh, just kill off about a third of your population. Done. Our politicians, if you sit there and think about it, are hitmen for the corporations. They pay them to do their dirty work for them. We need an area in London, Ontario, but we need to wipe out so many people. What would it cost me? Oh, about $20 million. We'll give you $30. Done. We need to wipe out a small group here in Kitchener, Ontario. We need to build a Costco here. What's it going to take to get these people off so we can get the land cheap? Matter of fact, you buy the land and we'll build a building. Says, well, it's going to cost you $30 million. We'll give you $40. Done. You know. And if you don't think that's the way it is, then you're really asleep. That's how business is done in this country. The politicians today are nothing but whores on the street corner on a Saturday night. That's all they are. And they all will display their wares as soon as they get a little money to show off their wares. That's all they are. Any more than that is a joke. They are never going to represent us again. This bullshit is going to keep on being perpetuated. Now Moderna is going to build a factory in Canada. How much longer do you think this is going to go on? At least another 5 years until Canada can get its money back. If the two-thirds of the population is still alive by the time this is over. See, the government of Canada looks at the long-term deal. Well, these people will all be dead. If there's anybody left alive, we can handle that lawsuit, no problem. We'll give them $1 million. What's $1 million going to be to us back then? That's what they did to the soldiers with Agent Orange when they dropped Agent Orange on the soldiers in Vietnam. They waited 12 years, so only a small percentage of them were left, and that buyout didn't cost them nothing. They too got that from the tax collection of the people, from the people. I mean, let's face it. We're seeing Ford and Kenny, two premiers. Like I said, they're just whores on the street corner, is all they are. And they're both flip-flopping like fish on dry land. Plop, plop, flip-flop. Oh, I'm sorry. We should never have lowered the level. We should have just kept it. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, like, really? How much money did they give him? How much money did it take for the drug companies to change their mind? We don't have any scientists in this country. Canada doesn't have any scientists. What we got are jokes. Hilarious jokes. We don't have a scientific community here. We don't even have a medical community here. We don't have, there's one doctor. The only doctor I heard mention something was the guy out in Lytton, BC. He was aghast at what he was seeing with the people dying under his watch. Imagine that. There may have been other doctors in Canada, but that's the only one that sticks out in my mind. There have been other doctors all over the world, in Germany and Ireland and other places. Even the ones in Italy. France. But here in Canada, the doctors and the medical staff that we're having in this country, the fire departments, the private police force, are a lot of them going to walk off the jobs if they got to get jabbed. You know what that means? That means we're going to have anarchy. You know what that also means? That means that they will call on UN troops to come and patrol Ontario and Alberta and BC and Quebec. The other provinces are just basically ass kissers. That's all they mostly are. Going along. I wonder, if UN peacekeeping troops come to this country, will this country unite to expel them out of here? I wonder. Just a curiosity. I'm just speaking out loud at this point. I don't know. I really don't know. You know. Now, in Wuhan. China virus. The Wuhan virus. Which they don't like to be called Wuhan because it makes them feel like they're responsible. We should call it the AmCam Wuhan virus. Because the United States and Canada were the ones that helped Wuhan lab to get it going. The AmCam Wuhan virus, it's coming for you. They're now saying that the animals that they had at the markets had this bioweaponry in them, and that the animals infected the people twice. I mean, I don't know. I mean, seriously, the bullshit on that is so... It's so far-fetched. It is so far-fetched. China has literally conquered the world with bullshit. I'm sure, how many of you have been listening to some of the stuff on Tucker and the news in America? How they have a high-ranking general in the United States. Now, while Trump was in power, he was undermining Trump and stated that, and he called his Chinese counterpart, the Chinese general, and said that there would be no action against China, no war coming, everything's under control, not to worry about that. If they were going to invade China, he would pick up the phone and let the Chinese know. Talk about slaughtering soldiers. Because the Chinese would have just been waiting for them. As soon as they had to come in a certain point, certain part, it would have been all over. Soldiers would have been dead because the general betrayed them. Imagine that. Imagine that. I mean, we got our own traitors here in the country. We got all the premiers. We got all the prime ministers. We got the parliament, the MPPs. We got enough traitors here. But when you got a general of a high rank that has privy to information that no other military has, unless you're of the same rank, and then you're going to say, well, China, don't worry. If we're coming, I'll let you know. We'll let you know. We'll give you a heads up. We'll send an APB, a bulletin there. Let you know we're coming. We're coming, and we'll let you know how we're coming. Woo! Welcome to America. And then what got me, Biden said he's doing a wonderful job. Who's Biden working for? Who's Biden working for? America? Really? Makes you wonder. I would say probably the last five presidents that have been out there, from Bush to, the peanut president, Carter. Jimmy Carter, Bush, Obama, Trump, this one. And who was before Bush? I got Bush Sr. Oh, Reagan. It's been a song and pony in America. I mean, you got nobody there. Nobody. Just guys that can distract, are great at movies, at acting, and have completely derailed America. Now you got 27 states in the union down there that are not going to comply with Biden. I want to see what's going to happen there. I want to see what UN troops are going to bring on American soil. We'll see how that works. They're a little funny about that over there. They're not so willing to allow anybody just to come on in armed and ready to take out the American people. And that right to bear arms, I will say this again in Canada, if you have a firearm, I think you should keep it. You may never know when vermin may come along on your property and you need to take them out. My perspective, raccoons, rats, wild boar, the usual. You never know. It could happen in Toronto too. Or Montreal. Or Calgary or Edmonton, Vancouver, Windsor, London. Just something that, See, I walk down the street here where I live, and we have raccoons in our streets here. I'm not kidding. One day I was going over, checking out my buddy's house, and there was a skunk walking across the front yard, and a raccoon right in front of me, about 10 feet away. Big guy, he looked like he weighed about 80 pounds. He wasn't moving because a skunk walked by. I wasn't moving because I didn't know if this guy was the skunk. The raccoon might have turned on me. He took one look at me, looked at the skunk, and decided that he was just going to walk sideways. So vermin can happen. So you may need a gun for a vermin. But if you got one, don't let it go and don't surrender it. Nothing comes easy in this life. Nothing. I wanted to also touch on artificial intelligence and AI. Now, let me express something here about AI. For all we know, in all honesty, that what we have going on, with artificial intelligence could take us out in less than a heartbeat. Somebody's saying, well, how is that possible? How many watched Enemy of the State? Will Smith and I forget the other star. I'm terrible with when I watch TV. I'll see a TV and I'm looking at details of, you know, clues that the other side's leaving behind. So I know Will Smith because I grew up when I was younger watching shows. He was Fresh Prince of Bel-Air or whatever. Anyway, I remember his name. So when I saw him, I knew who he was. I can recognize him, but sometimes I can't think of their names. Anyhow, it's not that important either. But anyhow, he plays a lawyer in the show. And there was a government sting operation that was going on. They took out a congressman. And so it was recorded. And they needed the recording. So anyhow, the guy that found the recording realized they were going to come after him. Realized that he had to get out. So he comes across, meets Will Smith, drops the thing in his bag. And turns out that the guy died. And they trace it back to Will Smith with all the cameras all over the place. And you gotta remember, when you watch this movie, it's an older movie, but it's telling you the level of sophistication that they already had at that time, what they could do. Anyway, in this scenario, they made him out to be the worst man whore out there, the worst taking cuts from organized crime. I mean, they smeared him left, right, and center. And the general population will fall for that shit every time. Now, what happens when you get artificial intelligence to create an assault on people, to create a dynamic to control people by using the media to display something that may not even be real but has the potential to exist? And then barrage people with this concept or this visual until the general population begins to believe the horseshit. Or what if the AI decides to create a dead or alive wanted poster with you? That you had committed a heinous crime. A crime you never did, but now the AI has put that out there, and now everybody's looking for you. Imagine that. See, everybody thinks AI is just a little robot that you got in front of you in your computer. So every time you type in a search, all of a sudden it brings out all these different things while you're typing. Or if you're sending an email, sometimes there's a delay in the email because the AI is reading your email. But what if that level of technology is even further than what I'm saying? Something to consider. The less tech you have, the better. And the more you can pull out the nano from your insides and disrupt the networking that's being constructed inside your DNA and your genetic code and your tissues, organs, and your skeletal structure, the less of this you have, the less accessible you are. Now, someone mentioned tonight also about wearing the clothing can make you a conductor or make you a capacitor. Only way that will happen is if you don't ground yourself somehow. Redirect the flow. Anybody that has done as I suggested, putting a poncho on and grounding it, or wearing grounding, the grounding thing on the head, and then the shield around the head, and then grounding it, have all seen benefits from this. See, it doesn't create a capacitance or an inductance, it just creates a flow where it can flow away from you. Any direct hit you have will build a charge in the body. Any direct hit you have will then cause the internals to overload and start to break down. electrical radiation, magnetic radiation, you know, high charged electrical being pumped into you. Because again, frequencies can be of any breadth or strength today, you know, 6G being an infrared and microwave going into the system. So anything you can use to deflect an energy spike on you, or a frequency spike on you, to redirect it away from your body, that you want to do. I do this every night. I wear 2 grounding straps, I'm shielded, and I've got technology going on the side, and I sleep just like a baby, or sleep fairly well. I don't sleep enough, but I sleep fairly well. And what happens is I'm protected. I don't wake up all beat up. Some of you are waking up all beat up and stiff. That's because you have no straps, no grounding straps on you. And when you get hit at nighttime, the microwave goes through you and just breaks you down. It has nowhere to go because you are the ground. So before you listen to anybody with their ideas or their bullshit, try it. See for yourself whether it works or not. Now I got to mention something else. I got to talk to somebody from the UK. There's a guy over there selling buckets and Cajun machines, and they're charging some outrageous prices. As far as I know, the people that are building these things, that asked me to build them, and I said, go for it, is Johnny in Europe and Fiona out west. Fiona and Yanni are both on the page, on the shows, so you can access them that way through the internet. So if you're in the areas or in the regions where they're at, or anywhere actually, doesn't matter where you are, and you need a bucket and you can't get it from me, then you got 2 other options. Only 2 I know. And there may be other people building them as well. I have no problem with people building them and even making a little money on the side. I have no problem with that. None. But when it gets into the gouging part of this, that's where I have a problem. The idea is to show everybody how to build these things, and then if they can't build them and you build them and you make some money on it, hey, I'm all for it. Your time is valuable, and if they can't build it or don't want to build it, then you can then charge whatever. But be aware that there are people out there that in my name, of all things, will say that, you know, they got a bucket, blah blah blah. Okay. If you're paying in the continental North America, if you're paying more than $300 for a bucket, you're being misled. I forget what Yanni is selling them for in Europe, but they're there so that those of you in Europe that want to buy a bucket, you can go through him. He may be able to even get you a power supply if you need one. Because if I have to ship from Canada to you, you're gonna have a second mortgage. So this is something I wanted to bring up. So you're not being manipulated to lose your money. I'm not there to take away your money or manipulate you out of your money, and I don't believe anybody should doing it either. We're living in tough times, so I think you need your money to be spent appropriately. If you want to buy a bucket, for sure, but buy from either myself, Yanni, or Fiona. You know, these are 3 people that I know are doing. Now, there might be other people around you that are doing them, and they're doing, you know, and they're building them, and they're not raping people over the coal. Again, I have no problem with that. Carry on. You know, carry on. You know, teach people how to build them if you can. All righty, I think I'm near the end of the wire here. Let me take a look. Oh, yeah. All righty, as I say at the end of these shows, you know, read the Gospels. Read the Gospels. I was just talking to somebody earlier today, and they were raised Catholic and blah, 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 and they saw the bullshit in Catholicism. I get that. I, myself, personally don't believe in any religion. I don't care what it is. I believe in God, yeah. I believe in Jesus, definitely. You know, nothing there tells me that everything that I see and read there indicates more and more to myself anyway, the reality of who he is and what he did. So, but that's how the conclusion I came up to. Now for you, I would say the same thing. Read the Gospels. Come up with your own conclusion. Read it. Read it. Read it. You know. Be aware that you may not understand it the first time around, but continue to read. Read the Gospels. Read the Book of Acts. Read the letters, you know, to the church. Read the Book of Revelations. Read. Don't let anybody persuade you one way or another. Don't listen to anybody. I don't care who they are. Read it for yourself. Read it for yourself. So I always encourage people to do that, because in my perspective, the only hope we have at this stage of the game, if God doesn't intervene, we are done. Jesus himself, if he doesn't come back, no flesh will be saved. None. So it's an important perspective to just read the text and make up your own mind. Having an opinion without reading the text has very little weight with me. If you've read it and you have an opinion and it's not agreeable with my perspective, I have no problem with that, because at least now you've read it. But if you're going to come up to me and say, is this how a Christian acts? I'll say, are you a Christian? And you say, no, I'll tell you that if you're not a Christian, how can you tell me how a Christian acts? Since you're not one, perhaps maybe when you become one, then you and I can have a discussion of how Christians are supposed to be. But till that happens, shut up. And I would say the same to anybody who criticizes anybody's beliefs or religion. Unless you have walked down that pathway, you know, or opened that door to see for yourself, if you haven't opened any doors, you haven't read any literature, then don't get into any debates, because you're outmatched before you get started. Opinions are like assholes. Everybody's got one. Just remember that. When you read it, then you got something to talk about. And I will say that to anybody. You know, in any endeavor we do in this life, don't just accept hearsay. Don't just accept some spirit or some programming whispering some bullshit in your ear. Read it for yourself. Investigate it. Test it. That's how you know something works. Don't just read it, you know, analyze and test. That's how you know something really works. In my years of doing the nano research and the nanobiotech, it wasn't just reading the literature, it was also working with it, seeing what really worked, testing it, testing to see what's really viable and doable, what really seems to have the most substance. But you don't get that until you actually test things out, just so you know. Alrighty, I also talk about on my show, there's a bunch of people up above these links here, that are doing something to try and make people aware and awake. And I would encourage you to go check out the other links if you feel the need, or you feel desire, or you feel like you want to contribute, do so. If you can't afford it, don't worry about it. You know, share the data, share the information, share it, share it, share it. Let everybody see what's going on. You know, be the one that, you know, will open their eyes, or help them see the truth. As I always say, know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So, something to think about. Alrighty, I think I'm going to wind her down. I always say at the end of these shows as well that we are still here by the grace of God, because the living God, is God of all flesh, including life, other life on the planet. So, until the next segment, to your health. Take care.